Hey everyone, and welcome to the Fertility Answers podcast. I'm your host, Neil Chappell. I'm a fertility physician down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana with Fertility Answers. If you'd like more information about who we are and what we do, you can check us out at fertilityanswers.com. You'll find links to all the prior podcasts that we've done, as well as information about our clinic and how we try and help folks build families. But today, I'm extremely excited to finally have Dr. Jan Morello on the podcast to talk a little bit about acupuncture. This is a treatment that has been proposed for years in line with the more traditional Western fertility treatments to optimize fertility. And I say, I really need to give acupuncture its credit. It's been around for 3,000 years, whereas IVF's only been around for 40. So we have kind of come along as the adjunct treatment to fertility as opposed to the other way around, probably from the standpoint of chronology. But I'll be the first to admit that I don't really understand Eastern medicine that much. That's not my background. That's Dr. Morello's. And so I asked her if she could come on and just chat with us for a few minutes today about what it is and what it's not and who's it for. So Dr. Morello, thanks for your time. Welcome.
Thanks, Dr. Chappell, and thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to chat a little bit about acupuncture specifically for fertility and how we can hopefully help along with the reproductive process.
So your background, you're a physical medicine and rehab physician, but you're also an acupuncturist, and you have an interest in acupuncture, specifically in the realm of fertility. That is interesting to me. I know of only one other physician that is also an acupuncturist, and he was a Canadian who went to a med school that also taught acupuncture, so I kind of understood where he was coming from. What about you? How did you get into acupuncture? Where is this coming from?
Yeah, so just briefly about me, I went to medical school without any ideas of knowing anything about acupuncture. I did my training in physical medicine and rehab, and I practiced that 3 days a week, which actually led me to my interest in acupuncture. So as a board-certified physical medicine rehab doctor, I see a lot of patients with musculoskeletal issues, chronic pain, various types of things like this. And I've always had an interest in treating patients as a whole person, you know, not just give them a prescription and send them on their way and hope you get better over time. I started to look into some other options for these patients. What could we do to help them with their pain that's outside of the traditional Western medicine treatments of medications and physical therapy and injections and things like that. And that led me to eventually finding acupuncture. I did my research because I knew I needed to get trained and learn as much as I could about it. And I completed my training through Harvard Medical School, have an accelerated physician track, which there was a lot of online stuff, but many weekends of hands-on training as well, too. When I completed my acupuncture training, I started out doing some musculoskeletal stuff, and I started to have family and friends ask me, what else can it help for? And the short answer to that really is everyone. So it's not just musculoskeletal issues. Now, I've seen and treated patients from, you know, from your chronic neck and back pain to anxiety and depression to GI issues, allergies, neuropathies, headaches and migraines, all these different type of things that acupuncture really can help with. And I started to see some patients reaching out who had not even got to the process of assisted reproductive therapies like IVF and IUI that were just having some struggles and had heard maybe acupuncture could help them. So that's when I further trained in acupuncture for infertility and have really kind of pretty much solely see patients for that now. So that's the long version of how I got to where I am with fertility acupuncture.
You know, that makes perfect sense, that arc, and it's exciting. I don't think acupuncturists and fertility docs do enough conversations together, at least not in my little corner of the world. So it's interesting that your sole practice is infertility. My sole practice is infertility. But, you know, our paths only crossed because I was bored one day and decided to call all the acupuncturists in the area. You know, it's just kind of funny that we don't work together a little better. But I think, you know, the times are changing and that is improving. And I mean, hence, that's why we're doing this podcast. I remember the guy that I shadowed that did acupuncture and as well, he did family medicine too. And he did a lot of back pain, smoking cessation, anxiety, neuropathy. The data behind those, I'm sure, are probably better than the fertility data. So, and we're going to tackle what the research has to say about fertility and acupuncture in a sec. But in your experience, with your background and your training, can you explain to this old, you know, country doctor how acupuncture works?
Sure. For somebody who likes to think in black and white, the actual mechanism of action for acupuncture will drive you crazy. So you have to throw a little bit of that out. Just go for this way of thought. You know, again, Eastern and Western medicine is so different, but yet still going for the same goal. And I think they can be very complementary with an open mind. So I'll go ahead and give you kind of more the textbook definition. Basically, when the Chinese developed acupuncture, the foundation of it is that whatever issue you're having, whether it's, like I said, GI or musculoskeletal or fertility problems, there's a problem with qi, and that's the energy that flows throughout the body. And what the goal of acupuncture is to restore that flow of qi. And the body is divided into several meridians and several points along these meridians. And it's believed that fertility related issues is often due to issues with the meridian of the kidney, and specifically kidney weakness. Now, that's not kidney as we think of in our body, the function of the kidney. So you kind of have to separate those two and not think, oh my goodness, what's wrong with my kidney? You're telling me I have kidney weakness, but two totally different things. It's just a label for the meridian.
But to your point, that's where pretty much the majority of the genitourinary system develops, is at the point where the kidney develops in utero. So that is kind of interesting that they're linked that way.
Absolutely. And exactly what you said, as much as people want to say, oh gosh, it's so far-fetched, it doesn't even make any sense. If you really get down to it, there are a lot of parallels with Western medicine and basic anatomy as well too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What I'm also interested in is not only how it works to the best that I can understand, but sure. I'm also interested in what it looks like. I do remember that I shadowed for that month. We had a cancellation one afternoon, so we had about 45 minutes to an hour, and he said, "You want to do acupuncture?" And I was like, "Heck yeah!" And so he stabbed me with a bunch of needles to see what it felt like. And how I describe it is, it was the best 4-hour nap I've ever had in 15 minutes, because he left me in the room for 15 minutes and he came back and checked on me. And I was like, I feel like I just slept for 4 hours. And he's like, yeah, it was about 15 minutes. And so I was like, sure. Oh, that's really cool. And that's the only thing I've ever done, but it was really fun. And so what does it look like when you see a patient that's interested in acupuncture for fertility? What's that first meeting look like? What's an example of a treatment regimen? Kind of give me just an overview, just so people have an idea of what to expect if they wanted to see an acupuncturist for the purposes of fertility.
Absolutely. So typically by the time patients come to see me for fertility, they've seen several MDs and possibly already in the process of seeing a reproductive physician like yourself. So at that point, I know all of the medical stuff, the labs and the evaluation of the anatomy has already been done. So my sole focus at that point is, how can acupuncture help them? I joke that I have them complete their paperwork ahead of time, because it's fairly extensive. We look at everything from head to toe, not just physical, but emotional health, spiritual health, everything that combines to make you a whole person. So we go over all those type of things. The initial meeting where we talk is somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes, where we just go over everything and any other issues that are going on that could potentially be contributing to problems with the fertility. Stress, anxiety, is a huge factor for a lot of these patients that can impact fertility as well too. So we kind of develop our holistic approach at that point. We talk about any kind of upcoming procedures that are planned, so that we can plan their acupuncture appointments and treatments to the best of our ability to be as beneficial as possible. And then we kind of just go over what to expect before they get on the table. When people talk about, oh gosh, I'm fearful of needles. Acupuncture needles are nothing what you could think about even getting blood drawn or anything. They're so tiny. The gauge is just, I mean, they're flexible. They're so small. So pain really is not an issue at all. So if you think,
I don't remember even feeling them when he did the acupuncture. I do not remember feeling a sensation. He did hook it up to electrodes. I could feel those, but when he put the needles in, I don't remember feeling them at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think initially the first time somebody might go, oh, okay, whoa, that's it. That was it. That was nothing, you know? So I think it's more of just, you know, the anticipation. So once we do that, like you mentioned, there's different forms of acupuncture. So the electroacupuncture, we also have moxibustion, which is the burning of an herb to intensify these points. So all that goes into play when we're developing a treatment plan for these patients. And then once they're on the table and all the needles are in, like you said, they say, well, what am I supposed to do now? I said, you have to do nothing. All you have to do is lay there and relax and put your mind in a good place. And I have a lot of patients just like you that fall asleep on the table. And I have some that don't fall asleep, but they say, Doc, I've never felt this relaxed in my life. So the responses can be varied. I've even had some patients that say they feel this sense of energy and euphoria. So there's no right or wrong experience that you should have. It just can vary from total relaxation to, you know, this feeling of extra energy. And then after that, typically I like to have patients just kind of limit any type of intense exercise for the rest of the day, but there's no real restrictions following the acupuncture appointment. They follow up with me as we discussed when we're developing their treatment plan. That may be a week, it may be 2 weeks, it may be a month, just depending on where they're things. Yep.
So typically, does it typically entail, and how long is an appointment for a treatment? Just a ballpark.
Yeah. So the first appointment, I usually try to allot for about an hour because it involves treatment time is usually anywhere between 25 to 45 minutes, depending on what needs to be done that day.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And this question may not have a perfect answer, but questions that I see, and I see them when they're ready to be seen by me in their journey. But also have patients that come to see me at the right time, that where they're referred after the appropriate amount of treatment, the appropriate workup, and they're like, okay, now is the time for us to be talking. Versus a lot of patients I'll see like, oh, you know, if I'd seen you 3 months ago, we would have done this or this first, you know. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm framing that question to ask, when would you like to see patients? Would you like to see patients at the start of the fertility journey or in preparation for an egg retrieval? Or do you like to do embryo transfer? Like, at what point is a good time to consult an acupuncturist?
Sure. At the beginning, everybody can benefit from acupuncture. So yes, I would love to see any patient at the start of their fertility journey. A lot of other factors at play that I think they could benefit from acupuncture by the time they got to whatever procedure that they're needing to have. But specific month prior to that, where they're going to have the procedure.
A lot of what we see in preparation for IVF and for embryo transfers too is, man, based on the physiology of the ovary, I like to really start prepping and getting ready for a successful cycle about 8 weeks before we actually do the retrieval. Mm-hmm. And that makes perfect sense from the standpoint of how the uterus turns over and how the ovaries turn over. So again, that's both areas of medicine physiologically overlapping.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit about what the science says, because that's kind of where I like to nerd out. A summary of kind of my take on it. Why I was most excited about having you on the pod, there's a few acupuncturists in the area, but why I was really excited about having you on is that you've got the training from a medical school and from the acupuncture side. So I think you've got both, you've been trained how to look through both lenses. And so I would absolutely appreciate your interpretation. I'll worry too much about biasing your interpretation because of your background. So I'll give a spin of how I've interpreted the literature from acupuncture studies. And then I would really love to hear your take.
Absolutely.
But, you know, basically there's about 50 studies, 50 trials that have been done since the mid 90s on acupuncture and fertility. That have been published, and there have been almost 10 meta-analyses and systematic reviews. So it's not like we have a little bit of data. We've got a ton of data on thousands of patients. My interpretation of the data at this point, the one-liner is that it helps a little, probably. And say it that way is because it is, it's got to be one of the hardest things to study, because every paper has a different protocol of different points with different controls. Sometimes they use sham acupuncture. Sometimes they use acupuncture at non-meridian acupoints. Sometimes they don't do anything at all. You can't blind it because you're either stabbing somebody with a needle or you're not. Different, and then for different treatments, like you mentioned, some are studying IUI, some are studying IVF, some are studying embryo transfer. So there's just so much variation in these protocols. It's really hard to compare apples to other kinds of apples, to oranges, et cetera, to answer this question. But what I see is that if you just put all the studies down on a sheet of paper, the majority of them show some benefit. Almost none of them show harm, and the other good portion of them show no benefit. So I'd say it's like kind of 60-40 of 60% show benefit, 40% show no benefit. I didn't really see any that showed harm. There were a couple of papers that showed that sham acupuncture was more effective than true acupuncture at the correct acupoint. But there's a little discrepancy there because of the way they did the sham acupuncture. I don't know. That's probably too much detail for this. Just needless to say, I don't think that I would take that to mean that acupuncture is harmful based on the overwhelming evidence that we have in all the other studies that says no. I think that that was a misinterpretation of what they did for the sham acupuncture in those particular studies. So that 2-minute summary, what's your take?
I think I could have voiced a better summary. You are spot on that overall acupuncture probably helps a little bit for the clinical pregnancy rates and live birth rates. You know, like you said, they have these meta-analysis, look at a lot of different studies. But when you can't compare apples to apples, it's hard to get statistically significant information. So, you know, one of the largest ones they did was a group of doctors out of China. And they did find that of all the reviewed in the meta-analysis, that acupuncture did statistically significantly improve the clinical pregnancy rates and live birth rates in all but one controls that were used. And that was because the placebo really was not an inactive control, because the way in which the needle moved when they were using it, that it still could be stimulating. So it wasn't really an inactive control. So it is very difficult. It's very difficult. You know, it's not like you're giving somebody's getting the real medication, somebody's getting a fake pill. Like, that's sugar easy pill, to compare. This is much more difficult, because even if you put the needle in a different point, that point still could be stimulating something else. So it's very easy. More and more planned out and well done studies in the coming years, just because it is becoming stream and it's your summary is that it probably helps a little bit is really about the best that we can confidently say at this point. And again, the fact that there's really no negative outcome from it, you either are gonna get improvement or not get improvement, but the chance of getting any harm from it is basically not. So
what I liked about a couple of the studies that you were just touching on, one or I think three or four of them showed that acupuncture at the correct acupoints, meaning the ones involved with, I guess, the kidney meridian, which I didn't know. So that's kind of cool. Ones that involved that correct meridian versus ones that were acupuncture done at incorrect points, the acupuncture at correct points did better than the ones at incorrect points. That was a really interesting control group to use. And in that sense, it's like, okay, mechanistically, we're doing the right thing versus kind of doing the right thing. Doing the right thing is better. To me, that's a really strong point of evidence that says that there's actual benefit. And it's not just people sitting back and relaxing. It's actually affecting this meridian, which may actually be improving physiology. But to take that a little further, yes, there's probable benefit. No, there's no harm. But there are also other benefits. And, you know, so they do the studies of, does it improve anxiety? Does it improve stress? Does it improve the patient's overall experience during their fertility treatments? Those answers are a lot more clear that overwhelmingly, yes. So I'm quick to say, hey, this is absolutely something you guys should consider. because at the very least there's no harm, and there's these other little small, I say small, they're not small, they're not as tangible, they're kind of like soft signs. Do you feel better versus are you pregnant? Pregnant is a very yes no thing. Do you feel better? That's not exactly yes no. They're less tangible benefits, but they're there. Quick to say, this is something worth considering.
Absolutely.
Do you know of any other benefits that are out there besides just improving stress, anxiety, and those kind of things that I've left out?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing I was going to mention, how you were talking about, you know, placing the needle the correct versus, you know, doing acupuncture at a different point that may not be for these fertility needs. Like to argue that what acupuncture is doing is an endorphin release, which I completely agree with, but there's more beyond that because mm-hmm. of things exactly like you're saying, you know, whether I put a needle in your right arm versus your left arm, you're still going to get that endorphin release, but mm-hmm. where is it being placed? So, absolutely.
So those are the benefits, and that's the literature. What are the risks? So if for folks that are thinking about this, who would you say, this is probably not for you, there's contraindications here, there's risks here that you need to be aware of. How do you counsel your patients?
Yeah, so the beautiful thing about acupuncture is there's really nobody I can say, it's just not for you. Aside from, you know, if somebody's got some type of, you know, cellulitis or this terrible bleeding disorder or something like that. Aside from that, there's really no one that I can see that would not get some type of improvement from acupuncture.
This just occurred to me, and I've never thought about this, but what about allergy? Do you have patients that are allergic to the metal in the needles? Is that ever an issue?
I haven't. What I use, disposable, sterile, you know, just the mainstream best one that we get from acupuncture ordering site, but
so like
I've never
surgical
had
steel.
Correct.
Okay.
I've never
okay.
had, it would be like someone saying, oh, I can't get an injection because of the needle. So no, there's no issues with that.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought that there would be, but I don't know. It just occurred to me to ask. So
yeah, I know. And you know, sometimes people will have a little redness around the site.
You know, same as an IV.
Correct. Yeah. But nothing that lasts beyond, you know, 5-10 minutes or so.
Okay. Other questions that you commonly get that you think you would like to cover, other like remarks that I have been smart enough to ask you that you want to fill in?
We covered a lot of it. You know, I have a lot of people that just have fears about, you know, acupuncture because they think, see these pictures where people look like a giant pin cushion with needles everywhere. So once we alleviate those fears and a basic understanding of how it's going to work and what it can help with, you know, things particular to my fertility patients that I'll ask, you know, what is this going to do for me? I like to keep it vague because there's so many things that it can help with, mm-hmm. you know, from like blood flow to the uterus and ovaries, helping with the regulation of hormones. Stress and anxiety is a huge thing. We get to the point in their cycle where their procedure, it can help with aligning the creating a good environment for that embryo to implant into. Quality. I'm hoping for some more good research that we can really hang our hat on to show improvement, because I think that'll help a lot of the patients that I see.
Let's do it. I'm all for that. That'd be fun.
I know. Absolutely.
Okay. Actually, one final question. How many needles is a normal treatment? What's the range?
It varies. I'd say probably between. Yeah. Usually, I guess I would say on average, probably 7 to 12. Sometimes
okay.
more than that, just depending on what we're doing and, you know, the various other things that could be going on that we're kind of combining into a treatment. So average, that's what I would say.
Another random question that popped in my head. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Well, Dr. Morello, I had a lot of fun. I love talking about stuff I don't understand. So I appreciate you bringing it to light, and I'm sure the listeners will enjoy it as well. If anybody has any questions, thoughts, concerns that they'd like to share or bring to light, you can email me at fertilityanswers@podcast.com. I appreciate you coming on and talking with us, Jan, and I really, really enjoyed your time and your information and your insights, and look, bring in the next episode shortly. Thanks all.